From the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 38, and from the book of 1 John, chapter 4, verse 10, we couch this teaching today with a question. This question, the most often asked question in the history of mankind. This question being, who am I? This question being profound, this question having deep meaning, this question revealing an individual's identity, their purpose, and their destiny. The world, society, and this culture has an answer to this question, erroneously, and it's often answered in terms of, what do you do for a living? What's your job? Your vocation? Individuals responding in many ways, being a plumber, electrician, lawyer, pilot, teacher, and the list goes on and on. But these are just occupations. This is not a person's identity. This is what a person does for a living, not who they are in the core of their being. The world also answers this question erroneously by placing us in groups. Individuals would be asked, who am I? And the response would be, I'm a black person, a white person, rich, poor, tall, short, infamous, famous. The world categorizing us in groups, losing individuality and not answering the question, who am I? And although there is God's divine diversity, as we have different races and cultures and ethnic groups and different body types and different occupations, it all boils down spiritually to how God views individuals. Either they are saved or they're not. To find the answer to this question, we go to the scriptures. We go to God's word. Matthew chapter 13, verse 38, part of the explanation on the parable of the tares and wheat. Jesus proclaims in verse 38, the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. This question also being answered in 1 John chapter 3, verse 10. In this, the children of God are manifested, and the children of the devil. Here in the scriptures, throughout the entire Bible, you'll find two different distinctions of mankind, two different definitions of who an individual is. Either they are saved or unsaved. Scripture teaches that there's wheat and the tare, that there's the children of light and the children of darkness. On the judgment day, those on the right hand and those on the left, those categorized as sheep and those as goats. Those who love the Lord and those who do not. Those that trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And those that trust in themselves. Here in the scriptures, an answer to a question from God's viewpoint. Who am I? A question that needs to be answered in the affirmative as an individual born again, trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, saved, cleansed, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, and have their name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Individuals that are saved will inherit the kingdom of God. For the scripture says, fear not, little flock. It's my Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Individuals that are not saved, their inheritance will be the judgment of God. Those who do not trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, those that do not accept the Lord in their life, those who are not born again are in a different category. They are not going to make it into the kingdom. They are condemned according to Scripture. Jesus Christ clarifies both destinies. In John chapter 3, verse 18, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And we beg you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to take this question as serious as can be, for this question answered correctly will determine an individual's destiny.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.